What's up?
I just finished watching Nominations, and you?
I missed the end of it because of an annoying relative on the phone, but I'm sure it was amazing, and I missed a lot.
You know I am recording now.
Yeah.
Just to fill the listeners in, we're bringing you this very special podcast over Skype.
Plug, plug, plug.
Because we're cheap and Vid's too lazy to come around to my house.
You didn't even ask me, bitch. Anyway, so Zoltan, Bodhi, TJ, and who? Haley. No, Joel are nominated.
I'm pretty happy with the nominations.
I'm happy. I hate TJ a lot, but I don't want her to go.
No, she'll be my least favorite, I guess, to be nominated.
I'm happy that she's nominated because then there'll be a bit more bitching and maybe she'll go even more insane and a little more bipolar, but I hope she doesn't go. I think, how much do the housemates hate Bodhi? I never realized it was such like...
Well, I hate him too, you know.
Yeah, but you're not in the house. They all hate him. What did Emma get voted? Which one's Emma?
She's the blonde one with
Wait, she's not even nominated. Joel, oh, so happy that Joel is up. I hope that he goes.
But he won't be the one to be not voted out. It'll be Bodhi for sure, I think.
Well, I'm hoping that Joel will go just because, what is with this? I don't want to eat the Monte Carlo. I don't want to eat the Monte Carlo. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Who are you? Like, where do you come from? Just eat the frickin' thing. Like, I was just angry at that. And he's just a dick, and he just speaks like an idiot, so I'm not a fan of him.
Well, that's the way I feel about Bodhi. I mean, did you watch The Daily Show today? What was with hiding under the table? Who does that? How old is he?
12. No, but I liked him a little because when TJ was, I don't know, she was going mental at him about something, and he was just like, ugh, and just got up and stormed off and said something really quite, you're a bitch, but I can't remember what it was. But it was good nevertheless. So I liked him for that regard. But I think he's an idiot anyway. Like. And when he was hiding the bacon, it's not even your bacon. Get out. So, yes, that is what I think. What about evictions? You didn't even watch it.
No, I didn't watch the eviction show. I actually forgot about it because I knew he was going to be kicked out anyway.
Well, he was... Who? Huh? He? I watched it today, and...
Yes, you're correct, it's he.
Yes. Well, we all knew that he was going to go, but no, I really liked... The eviction process is exactly the same, but they've chosen... They've got a completely new soundtrack this year. The music is a lot different, and it's actually really cool. And we've talked about it before, about how the editing's changed. The packages that they show before... Like when they show of all the housemates that are nominated, it was actually really well put together. I can't even think of an exact example, but you know, it was really well done. And with the music and the camera angles that they had, and just the conversation that they had selected for these packages was really well done. And I don't, I'm in two minds about the housemate that won Friday Night Live telling the entire house who they had changed.
No, like, that was. Well, that was a good way to tell the housemates about the actual twist, but yeah.
I don't think they should have known about the twist. I think it should have happened until each one of them had won Friday Night Live. And then that's when it should have come out. It should have actually been kept a secret the whole way through. I don't know.
Well, I mean...
Because now they all know, and that's one secret that they don't have anymore.
I'm annoyed that I didn't see evictions from what you said, because Nominations tonight was the same old. Like, it was exactly the same old stuff. I was really enjoying watching The Daily Show because it was all really interesting footage. And then we went on to that same old crap on the Nominations show, like, who will be nominated? Who will be sacrificed?
Thomas the Tank Engine. And what was with Gretel calling Kate fat? Oh my God, you've lost so much weight. That's another thing I have to talk about, Gretel. I don't have the audio, but it'll come in the next podcast, so something to look forward to. But when Gretel decided that she was going to go completely insane, a la Michael Big Brother 2006, when Jamie said, oh, no, I guessed it. I already guessed that I would be put up on that. This is what's going to happen. And Gretel goes, no, you didn't. There is no way you would have guessed. How were you going to guess that the winner of Friday Night Live would remove one person and put up another? There is no way you could have guessed it. Let's just get over it. Like, He is a smart person. He is a geek. He figured out the relationship using file names on the back of photos. Obviously, he's going to figure out this futile little twist by Big Brother and Chicken Treat. So, you know.
Yeah, I think this year Gretel still got a few more psychopathic outbursts in her.
She's just so protective of the show, and I think she still thinks that all of the housemates, mind you, 99% of them are dumb. She thinks that they're all dumb and that none of them can figure these things out, but really, they're not even that well thought in the first place.
Oh, did you notice on nominations tonight, I think Gretel has got a little soft spot for Bodhi. Did you notice that Kate...
Oh, where she said, I thought the nomination reasons were quite fine or something like that. Was that him or...
Oh, no, I think it was someone else, but we'll get on to that because Bodhi's nomination was absolutely stupid.
No, what did she say to him, though?
No, but Bodhi was on and Kate was talking about how Bodhi was hard to live with in the house. And Gretel goes something along the lines of, oh, no, I think he's kind of sweet, you know? And I'm just thinking...
younger brother, like he's
well, I was just thinking, yep, Gretel, we've got a checklist going. He's young, he's muscly, he's blonde, and he shows his sensitive side in the house. Ding 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 ding.
Saxon, hello, is that you? They will be spotted at a beach as soon as he is evicted, riding in Gretel's Peugeot or riding Gretel, whichever.
No, let's not think about somebody riding Gretel, please.
Speaking of riding, for those of you who are members of the forum, head over to the 2007 Priceless Photoshop Moments thread. Vibes has a little bit of a vendetta against little sis at the moment.
I just hate her so much. She's such a little brat and a skank.
Stop. She's not a she, though. She's a
40-year-old man.
Exactly. She's just, I even cannot stop saying she. Oh well.
Well, we've got that soundbite lined up. Should we do that? You're not going to be able to hear the soundbite.
Oh, well,
because you're on Skype. I'll set up the situation for everybody. Go onto the official website right now and find a page that has that little sis.
Someone's put a little sis logo with a gun and all bullets in her face. Okay, anyway.
Go, as I was saying before Vid rudely interrupted me.
Just mute me.
I go to the official website and find a page where it has that little animated gif of little sis dancing around like a retard. Ed, okay, I'm just going to give you a little break here so you can pause the podcast until you find a page with that on there. Vid, I can hear your mouse clicking really loudly.
I'm not even clicking.
Well, scrolling. Okay.
Okay, I've stopped.
Once you are on a... Have you got it loaded up, Vid? Are you looking at the GIF?
Hold on. You're going to hear me tapping away. Okay.
Okay, now that you're looking at the GIF...
Yes, I'm looking at the GIF now.
Here's the appropriate soundbite.
Do you like the way my tits bounce up and down when I ride your cock?
So you were laughing and you couldn't even hear that sound.
I'm just watching her. She's I just want to throw a brick at her. Like, just I can just see in this GIF a brick come flying towards her head and she just tumbles to the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to get back on topic with nominations. With the Bodhi thing. What was with Bodhi's nomination reasons? I nominate Rebecca because she's stupid.
And he said it like that as well. Stupid. Like, I am evil.
He said it like a toddler. I'm nominating him because he's stupid.
What did he say she was stupid for? What did she do?
Oh, I don't know. Something about touching... He was touching his knob or the oven knob with love. Something along those lines.
And he was wearing a bandana and she was like, did you know that bandanas mean gang symbols? Is Big Brother going to pull you up for that? I think he's just against religion and that he hates her because she is a Mormon. Where I even got that from is a complete mystery.
Yeah, it's a mystery to me too.
No, maybe he just... Who did he nominate? All girls? Maybe he doesn't like girls.
Keep dreaming.
What?
You know what I mean.
And what do you think about the whole TJ Bodhi relationship? It's not even a relationship.
Oh, it's garbage. It's garbage, but it's just the best damn garbage to watch. I mean, Haley cracking the shits like a psychopath, and then Bodhi.
He's the one playing the game. I'll start a relationship.
And then Bodhi climbing under a table and like crying because he doesn't want anyone to see him crying. I mean, please.
You have like 47 cameras rotating around you. Someone is going to see.
I'm surprised like they're not going to introduce premium under the table cam for $80.
Oh,
Gretel would be watching it every day.
Gretel would be under the table on the camera. She would be in it. Oh, what we were going to talk about. Oh, yeah. Showing adults only premium video on a PG nomination show. Completely outraged.
Well, it's not even like adults only footage. That clip of Andrew doing the nudie run around the backyard, that appeared on the official website last week, and it was supposed to be premium adults only content.
Premium that you paid $39
for. Yeah, we paid $40 for this, and now it's just being shown on nominations. I mean, what the fuck? What the hell are they doing with our money?
And it was blurred a little more, like maybe there was a little bit of like ball sack or something like that, so they blurred
it. No, there wasn't even that. They, instead of blurring it just when he bent over, they blurred the entire butt. Who cares? It's a butt.
But yes, I haven't even paid for it. I use your account.
I know.
Still, that was a bit iffy. Soon they're going to have all the video. I was in the video section on premium or whatever it is, and the videos are actually quite shit. Like they just
well, they never load for me.
Don't they?
No, I can never get it going. I don't care.
They're in this stupid, like, frame, and when you watch one, you only want to watch one. Say, I only want to watch the nudie run. Then the next one starts playing. I don't want to know what, like, TJ's on about. So, anyway.
I have some advice for Haley on nominations night as well. When it comes to makeup, less is more. Do you see how much makeup she had caked onto her face? It was more than what Gretel has.
I was too focused on how she is the man in the relationship and she definitely wears the pants. I would even go as far as to say that she has a penis because she did the entire nomination. I thought it was a group thing and she did couple thing. And she did the entire nomination. He had like one word. He was like, in between, and he was like, oh, we're going to nominate it. And then she, I hate this person.
No, she was going to hand it over to him for the 1 point because he gets the seconds in nominations. And he goes, oh, no, you do it, honey. And then she keeps going on her, like, crack-fueled rampage. I know this person because this.
You know what she probably did? Put some drugs into her foundation and it's seeping into her face.
That's how she smuggled, like, drugs into the Big Brother house in her makeup kit.
They will never know. No. You know, she just went on this huge rampage, and her true colours are coming out now that she's outed in this relationship. She is a real big bitch. Just because Bodhi said she was playing the game, it is a game, you silly bitch. Like, it is a game. Like, so why take offense to you're playing the game? You're all playing the freaking game because you're all in a game. But I don't get that. Why would you be offended by that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I see Haley being kicked out quite soon, which is annoying because it breaks up the couple thing. And I like watching the couple vote. I mean, nominate.
Yeah, but even if they weren't voting as a couple, I think they would vote exact same anyway.
It's just interesting watching them scheme, though. Oh, actually, I mean, just Haley scheme and Andrew nod along and his penis shrink and fall off. Speaking of penis hating, we have to talk about that article on news.com.au.
Oh, yeah, let me load it up. I'm going to read some of this out because this woman is utterly insane. Where is it? Here we go. Okay, it's loading. Okay, I'm going to read my highlight points of the article. Who is that? No. Okay. Big Brother Stunt, Premeditated Cruelty by Jill Singer. Much has been said about Big Brother over the years, most of it unflattering despite the program's obvious widespread appeal. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a dumb slut. okay, here we go. Where is it? Here. This last week, we learned the program's producers have acted with such premeditated cruelty towards one of the housemates that, in my view, criminal charges should be laid. Oh, what?
She obviously knows nothing about what's happened, and she's just gone by what Sydney Morning Herald has.
She's just jumping on the bandwagon. She's just gone onto news.com.au, looked up Big Brother Baby, and just read all of their garbage, and then made her own garbage. And then she goes on, Kate's outraged mother is spot on when she says the stunt was not intensive, it was sadistic.
Okay, let's go through the points here. Kate, during the audition process, told the producers, I'm 100% over the loss of my child. Case closed.
Yeah, I'm sure they took it and say, hey, she lost a child. You can never be 100% over that. There's no way you could ever get over that. But if she's telling us, and she's being honest with us, that she would be able to deal with things that might come up in the house... I just honestly think it was this task was there from the start, and they thought, hey, she's told us that she's over it. Let's see how it goes. It wasn't an act of cruelty, and criminal charges should be laid.
If it was an act of cruelty, they would have gone ahead with the task anyway.
Yeah, doesn't it even show that they withdrew the task and gave her? I think what I found interesting was when Gretel was talking to Kate last night. She said. And Big Brother spoke to you about it, and Big Brother asked you if it was okay to show the footage, and you said yes. So there was some sort of organisation.
They touched on it again tonight during nominations. They said Kate started talking about how it felt really good to tell her story to everybody, and then she used the opportunity to raise awareness of pregnancy problems.
Yeah, I honestly think that Kate is seeing, and I respect her for this, she's seeing the good in it, and she's realised that people are, even last night on the eviction, they, as she was talking about it, they showed a preeclampsia, like a website where people can go and learn more about it and get help and things like that. And she's going to, I could see her as like a spokeswoman for this problem and, you know, getting out there and doing things. So I think she's seeing the good part in it. And I don't think she would look back and say, hey, that was a really shit time. I hate you. I want to lay charges on you for being cruel to me. Their contracts wouldn't even allow anything like that. You know, this woman is just garbage. She's probably like 100, just sitting at her computer. And then, oh,
no, she's not 100. She's 58, stroking her like three cats.
And here, Ten has actually issued a statement that Kate told the producers she had dealt with it fully. But obviously she had not. Thanks, Captain Obvious. What fools, dangerous fools at that. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know women don't get over a baby's death, ever. And then she starts going on about this person at the Stillbirth Foundation and rah-de-rah-rah. Doesn't even offer anywhere, doesn't even talk about the actual, it wasn't just a stillborn baby, it had preeclampsia. She doesn't even talk about what actually happened. I bet she doesn't even know. Then she starts rambling on about anorexic people in the house and freaking her out by filling the house with mirrors that make you look fat. What kind of tangent is that? And then she puts her email at the end. I just want to email her and abuse her.
I didn't read that part about the mirrors. Did she actually say that?
It says, how about putting an anorexic in the house and freaking her out by filling the house with mirrors that make you look fat? Perhaps it is irresponsible to even suggest such ludicrous scenarios for risk.
She is ludicrous. She's an utter loony. She should be taken out into a field and shot. And then, that's my little shock jock moment.
Someone's commented at the article, my friend is one of the producers you speak of, and you are crediting them with far too much insidiousness. Don't confuse a thoughtless mistake for a conspiracy. Spot on, Emma of Brisbane. I'm going to email this Jay Singer woman and send her a link to our podcast so she can listen to me bagging her out.
Yeah, she was dumb enough to provide her email address, which is Jay Singer, JSINGER at bigblue.net.au.
Another note of her being insane, she is writing a news article at May the 7th, 2007 at 12 a.m. You don't submit articles at that time.
That would have just been posted on the system earlier and to be automated. We do that at Behind Big Brother.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she's silly. And she's stupid. And I nominate her for 2 points.
Good.
Well,
for a short filler podcast, we're pushing on 20 minutes. This has been pretty good.
We're doing quite well. We're not going to play voicemails on this episode because I can't hear them. So we're going to wait until I'm at Vibe's house. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I've sort of ticked everything off on my list.
Oh, I didn't even have a list. I lost it.
Oh wait, hold on. Gretel's stupid alliterations. Even she thought they were stupid tonight. She's credited as a script writer on at the end of the show, but obviously she doesn't even know what the hell she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Also, you said Big Brother sucks because he said be specific to Thomas, and Thomas just repeated himself in different words, and then he was like, accept it.
Yeah, Thomas gave perfectly valid reasons about I can't even remember what it was though. It was about someone being mean to him or something, and Big Brother goes, be more specific, and he said the exact same thing, somebody's being mean, rude to me, just in a different way, and Big Brother's like, oh, okay. And then once they cut back to Gretel, even Gretel said, oh, that seemed like a valid nomination reason. I don't know.
I think he just wants to get people to say, I hate them. Like, what do you think about the person?
Yeah, it's really it is. It's really obvious that Big Brother just wants whoever's nominating to say some bitchiness, and then they're allowed to go.
I hate them. Just something rude, and then Big Brother will be like, I'm giving you 2 nominations points for scheming violence or something like that.
Anyway. Oh, not even that. They just want people to say, oh, I hate them, and so they can use that little soundbite for the next ad for next week's nominations. Pretty odd. Pretty damn obvious. They're not even trying anymore.
That'll be next week's nominations ad. Big Brother is getting tough on the housemates. What do you really think of her?
Who will be sacrificed? They must be using, like, high school work experience kids to do the intro graphics for nominations. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't. I saw the... No.
It's like they've just loaded up Final Cut Pro and put in some crappy transition effects that come preloaded with the program. And then, like, they've just chosen a random crappy font to put who will be sacrificed.
You know, I doubt that they could spend thousands of dollars on Final Cut Pro. They probably use Windows Media Movie Maker or whatever that is. It's like a WMV file. Anyway, I think that indicates that we're going nowhere. But we're pushing 20 minutes, so we've done well. So, yes. Call our podcast line,
you
especially if you're a girl.
Vid, are you ditching me on Skype?
I am. What do you really think of him? Yes, I'm ditching you.
No, that's
well,
okay.
We don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, I've sort of checked everything off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. No, there was something else I had to talk about. There was something about... Hold on. I'm just loading the website. Emma's nude photos coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We all knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time. So... Oh, and what's this? Is Zoran gay? Huh? I haven't clicked that one.
I posted that last night.
Well, is you... nude photos, huh? Oh, you know, I'm getting lost in the internet now.
Apparently, like, he got sucked off by a guy in a toilet somewhere. I don't know. Who cares?
Okay. In closing, call our podcast lines, email us, podcast@behindbigbrother.com.
This podcast was brought to you by jumper.com.au.
Yeah, jumper.com.au.
Oh, and also check out the radio show on Saturday nights. I actually listened to it this week. It's pretty good. I missed the first week, and I couldn't be bothered listening to the recorded version.
Are we providing that for download? How are we doing it?
Yes, I'm going to set up a new feed, like the podcast feed, with all the radio shows. So if, because the radio shows are quite big, they're between 50 and 100 megabytes because they go for a couple hours.
Right, right.
Or if you don't want to be downloading large files, you can actually tune in live on Saturday nights from 7 p.m. and you can call in and talk to the cool guys at Behind Big Brother Radio. They've done a really good job.
And also... remember to unsubscribe on iTunes, then resubscribe.
We're down to like number 53 in the iTunes listing.
Gosh,
we
serious?
Suck. We're still getting the same amount of downloads. It's just no one new subscribing.
Yeah, so unsubscribe, tell your grandma, put iTunes on your grandma's computer and just subscribe and just leave us a review. That would be great. We're not even... Borat is in the top. Borat is old. I'm just clicking the top podcast to find out where we are. What the hell? The best of YouTube. I'm sorry. Sextips@intercourse.tv.
How can we not be better than sex tips? Oh, I guess I understand.
Well, we have a little bit of like sexual things with the little sister thing. Maybe you should play that again while this loads.
Okay, I'm playing it.
Do you like the way my tits bounce up and down when I ride your cock?
That's right, little sis. You make me so horny.
Oh, the photo. Oh, funny. Okay, I'm trying. Where are we?
Oh, we're really wasting the listeners' time now. It's 26 minutes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, we're number 70.
Number 70.
We're on top of Oh Brother. He's number 90. 92, even.
Well, if Tim Brunero's not up there, I mean, I guess we can be excused for not being up there.
No. Bye, guys. Bye, Tim.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message of up to 10 seconds. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
We're lying there trying to sleep, and there's this millions of donkeys, and they go, oh, like that.
Voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcasting solution for the Macintosh. Check it out at www.ubercaster.com.